Chapter 4. This ship is bound for Tokyo. The flight from Florida to the West Coast was a dream come true for many of the Army Air Corps pilots. The men had been instructed to practice their low-level flying, or hedge-hopping, as it was called, on the flight out. Jake spent the 2 days of flying strapped into the bombardier's position in the plexiglass-enclosed nose of the airplane. He whooped with exhilaration at his first-class view as the B-25 bomber skimmed along just feet above the ground. And he laughed uproariously as cows in Texas and New Mexico fled as the plane buzzed inches above their heads. The first day's flying took them to Kelly Field in San Antonio, where they spent the night when the weather turned foul. The following day, they took to the air again and completed their journey to McClellan Field in California. All 22 of the bombers made it safely to their destination. That night, the men huddled into the mess hall at McClellan Field to await further instruction. They soon learned that they were to make the short trip from Sacramento Valley to Alameda Naval Air Station, just outside of San Francisco. The airmen of Special Aviation Project No. 1 quickly concluded that their planes were to be loaded aboard a ship bound for somewhere in the Pacific region. Before they left for Alameda Naval Air Station, the planes were given one last inspection. The men also learned that only 16 of the 22 bombers would be going on the mission. On April 1, 1942, the planes were back in the air headed for Alameda Naval Air Station. In a last fit of free-spirited flying, some of the pilots flew their aircraft under the Golden Gate Bridge en route, though Jake's pilot, Will Farrow, exercised a little more caution. Jake was mesmerized by his first glimpse of San Francisco from the air. Peering through the panes of plexiglass, he could see gray battleships lined up in the harbor. He could also see the Golden Gate Bridge that spanned the entrance to the bay. Alcatraz Prison, set on a rocky island in the middle of San Francisco Bay, and the concrete and wood buildings of the city huddled over the hills. As the plane made its final approach into Alameda, it flew directly over an